It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Atletico Madrid 2, Liverpool 3. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Paul Cope and Sean Rogers, as always. Sean, we'll start pre-match. Want to give you a quote from Jurgen Klopp, which was post-match. Would I choose exactly the same lineup again? Not sure. But we had so many things to consider. Who was playing that didn't play? Who played where? I think in the end, we had too many players on the pitch who played now for their national teams. All the games, last Premier League game and stuff like this. There's never only one reason for things. The omission of Fabinho is the obvious talking point, but what did you think when the lineup came in for this one?
With no hindsight, when the lineup came in, I was surprised to a degree that there weren't any changes, because there's part of you that goes, okay, there's a big gap to United, and therefore potentially look at the recovery. And then the other thing, which like we were discussing pre-kickoff, is Atletico have the benefit of freshness, but in the Champions League with five subs and with us having played on Saturday and played well, we have the benefit of rhythm. So do you go with the rhythm, hoping that they come out of the trap slow, maybe not as sharp, whatever, but then look to make a flurry of subs potentially second half? Nevertheless, just from an injury prevention point of view and stuff like that, I was very surprised to see both centre-halves start, especially when you think of Van Dijk with the international break and everything else with him. I think it's only because of the stage of the group and the quality of the opposition. If that's a weaker side in the Champions League group, I don't think that centre-half pairing start that fixture. Certainly, I don't think the back four as a four start. And then in midfield, he's a bit hamstrung by options, isn't he? He's got Elliot, Jones, Thiago out, and then you've got Fabinho not in a situation where he can start the game realistically. So he hasn't got a ton of options there, to be fair to him. But I think that's sort of what feeds into the chat and the quotes that Klopp references after. It'd be easy to pick holes in this selection in a way, but he was between a rock and a hard place due to the international fixture list and this week.